For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Former drug czar William Bennett touched off a firestorm recently by apparently blaming African Americans for crime in the U.S. What is the reality of crime in America? Here are the numbers. According to the Justice Department, in 2003, victims reported that the offender was white in 63% of single offender violent victimizations and black in 21%. For a majority of crimes in which an offender can be identified, the offender and victim are the same race. Of course, only 48% of all violent crimes and 38% of all property crimes that year were ever reported to the police, according to the Justice Department. Of all demographic groups, black women were the most likely to report violent crime, black men the most likely to report property crime. To an extent, this reality is reflected in arrest statistics. The FBI reports that in 2003, 60.5% of violent crime arrests were of whites, 37% of blacks. For property crimes, it's 68% white, 29% black. Bennett's remarks, uninformed by any facts, reflected his long-held opinion that young people and the economically disadvantaged are to blame for society's ills. That was the premise of Body Count, the 1996 book he co-authored along with John DiIulio and our current drug czar, John Walters. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Listen up. The vast majority of American people want more drug war. The vast majority. Not even drug legalization advocates contend otherwise. It is an irrefutable fact that those who speak out against drug prohibition are a small minority. Drug legalization advocates would have you believe that there is a silent majority that long for an end to drug war but fail to take a stand. Of course this is nonsense, but let's pretend for 1 second that this absurd fantasy has anything to do with reality. Exactly what do we expect the government to do with this information? Legislate based on the assumed opinion of the silent majority? Please. The government can do no such thing. The government is obligated to act on the voice of the majority, the one calling for more drug war. And the silent majority? There is no silent majority. How could there be? Tens of millions of Americans twiddling their thumbs, longing for an end to drug war, possessing the power to change things and opting not to use it? I don't buy it. Isn't it more likely that the vast majority of Americans realize the dangers involved in drug legalization and want the drug war? You bet your ass it is. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Well, I hope you visited our new website, endprohibition.org. There's 13 different ways that you can get involved with major drug reform organizations. Endprohibition.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.